This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, this is Luke. You know, as always, we've had a lot of hunting talk so far, and we've got some more coming up. We've got Mark Bellett down at in Trinity County down in East Texas going to be with us in a little bit and give us a whitetail deer update and just talk some hunting with us. Mark's a longtime friend. Gosh, we've been hunting together for over close to 25 years probably. Had a lot of fun in the outdoors. I think you'll enjoy listening to Mark in the last segment of our show today. But let's talk some fishing. My whole goal in life as an outdoor writer, you know, I write for a bunch of magazines and 40-something newspapers, an outdoor column, but my whole goal has always been to hook people up with stuff to do. I've always thought, well, you know, me writing about what I do, yeah, that's okay, but, you know, how's that going to help readers and listeners? Well, for the past, let's see, this will be my third trip up to Canada this coming June. But I've always wanted to go up into what I call the North Country, northern Saskatchewan, and fish for pike and walleye, lake trout, you know. And the first time I went was, I guess, 4 years ago. I've been twice. And cost is always a factor when you're planning a – well, for most of us, it's a factor when you're planning anything. You just have to factor in cost. That's what we're going to talk about now. I'm going to spend a little time on my website, catfishradio.org. If you go to the news page, there's a link there with a lot of information on fishing up in Saskatchewan. The Squatakin Lake Lodge is where I go, and I'm going to go back in June, and you can go with me. There's still some openings if you'd like to go, but first thing you'd need to do is go to catfishradio.org and then just go there. I think it's on the news page. You can click on that, and you'll see Saskatchewan and the links to Squatakin Lake Lodge. But here's the problem people have, and I had it too, the first time I went up there. Now, I've gone to a full-service lodge up there. I got invited about, well, three or four years ago. That was fun. I loved it. But it was not cost-effective for me as a rule. I was invited as a writer to do articles with some other writers. Much fun. But if I had to go pay for it, it would have been more than I could have afforded. So I found a place, though, that 5 days fishing, just under $1,000 US. And it's an awesome place. I made friends with Bryce Liddell that owns the lodge. It's called a Squatakin Lake Lodge, and it's on a Squatakin Lake up there. But, you know, the hang-up for people traveling up there is, how in the world do I get there? Well, I've got all that figured out. It's simple, and the cost, like I say, we'll just talk about the fishing part. A little under $1,000. Now, what that includes is float plane in and out. You're not going to get there any other way. It's a remote camp up there in some waters where the fish don't even know what a hook is, you know. But less than $1,000 last year it was, so it'll be somewhere right there. That's the float plane in and out, a very comfortable, nice, fully furnished cabin. Let's see, boat. They've got Lund boats and, you know, usually 15, 16-footers with 20-horse motors, new motors. I mean, it's good equipment. The boat, the motor, the fuel is furnished. The fish cleaning, someone cleans the fish. When you come up to the dock, they grab your fish and clean them. Now, we ate fish every night, and we plan to do that. So what you have to do, that's what it's like when you get there. Relaxed, the fishing is off the chain, as they say. It's really, really good. Now getting there, now that you're looking at a little less than $1,000 cost for that 5 days of fishing, flying in and out, you still have to get there, and that incurs cost. So what we do, we fly from DFW in Dallas, you know, excuse me, up to Saskatoon, Well, you'll fly to Minneapolis, and then that's a hub up there. Then you'll go on to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. From there, and that cost, I think last year was about $500 round trip. From Saskatoon, we rented a small vehicle and drove about 5 hours to Esquadikan Lake Lodge. Well, not to Esquadikan Lake, but to the jump-off place by the float planes where you leave from. You can't drive to Esquadikan Lake. That was a mistake. But you go to Otter Lake is what I was trying to say. That's where the float planes are. And you spend the night there. You've got a rental car. Spend the night there at Otter Lake there. It's near Stanley Mission, if you look on the map in Saskatchewan. So you spend the night there at Otter Lake. The next morning, about 9:30 or so, you jump in the float plane and head up there. Now, you will carry your groceries, the things that you need to eat with you, and you get them there in Saskatoon. You know, we just go by a Walmart, actually. There's a Cabela's there, too, in Saskatoon. So it's that simple. The rental car, that's if you don't rent a great big car, that's not real expensive, you know that, and you can share the cost with someone else if you like. And groceries, maybe factor in $75 a person. We ate fish every day, but it's that simple. After your 5 days of fishing, the float plane comes back, you load into that float plane, go back to Otter Lake, get in your rental car, go back to Saskatoon, and hit your flight back home. I think what a lot of folks have asked about cost on it. It's probably going to cost, that trip probably going to cost about $2,400 total. And that includes, you know, just about everything. And I guess you could spend a lot more if you wanted to, but that's about what it cost. If you want to, interested in going next June, there's still some openings, and I'm not working for the lodge or anything like that. My goal is just to hook more folks up to a fun trip, you know. I'd love for you to come with us. I know right now there's several openings for that. It's early June is when the fishing trip is. So the best thing to do, if I can help you do it, I will. If you want to contact me through catfishradio.org, just go there. And then go to the website there, Esquadikan Lake Lodge. A lot of the information is there, but feel free to email me through that website. My email is there at catfishradio.org, if I can help you. But I've been thinking, you know, that's the challenge of fishing up north is the logistics of it. You know, how do I get here to there? We've got that figured out. So if you think you might want to go fishing up there next June, well, make sure and go to the website, check it out, and feel free to contact me. I'll be more than happy to help you. If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of Catfish Bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my catfish bubblegum, no stink catfish bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com.